inside the person. So it's hard to understand that something like tzaras, negat tzaras, which is seen with such chumrah, is something that affects the chitzenis of a person. And Nisim wants to the midah connected midah here. And okay, two chazal about this inyan that are both madna. There's a famous it's a medrash on Sheikh of Taif. It says that the Melech of Paras was sick and he needed lion's milk to be cured. So they sent someone was brave enough, he volunteered, and he said, "I'll go get lion's milk." And he went to a certain place and where there was lion and cubs, and he slowly got closer and closer to the lion day after day, a whole sipat varim, until the lion trusted him enough to milk him. When he brought back the milk, it says he had a dream, he had a strange dream, that different parts of his body were arguing who is stronger, more important, or king. And the feet said, "We were brave enough to walk over to the lion." The hand said, "We milked it." The head said, "I thought of the idea." And then the tongue said, "I'm the one who's most powerful." And they laughed at the tongue. Then they came to the king. The man blurted out, "I brought you dog's milk." And the king sentenced him to death. And that night he had a dream again that the Averim were arguing, and everybody admitted that the tongue was really the Melech. Next morning he explained to the king what had happened and so on, and that's the Chazal. Heveid Chazal say, you see, Achayim v'Amovis v'Yad HaLosh, that Chayim v'Amovis is totally in the tongue. I mean, when you learn it, it's very cute. I mean, but if you think about it, it's still not true. Lemaisa, the real work was done by the other Averim. They were the brave ones, they were the strong ones, and so on. And the tongue was a little bit on the tricky side, and I was able to get him into trouble, despite the hard efforts, and I was able to talk his way out of trouble. But you can't call it, I mean, you could say that the tongue is the wiliest of the Averim. You could say that the tongue is the most sinister of the Averim. But to say that it's the Melech, it's the Malchus, where, why? I mean, nothing changed. And Chazal say, "Havei, you see from here, Achayim Amos Yad HaLoshen." Yeah, but in a way that's very, very exterior, in a way that's very, very not relevant to the Iker Inyan. So how do you go and prove the chshivas of a tongue from something with Adrabah? If anything, the point proves that the tongue is a sharp talker, and it can get you into trouble and get you out of trouble. But it's not an intrinsically chashuv malchustik eva. That's one Maim Chazal that needs a lot of beer in understanding. Chazal used this as the muscle to teach me you see over here that how important Lashon is. Second Maim Chazal. There was a peddler going from town to town. Who wants to buy life-giving medicine? So there was a line, and Rabbi Yannai called him in, and the guy said, "You don't need me." So he said, "No, I want to know what it is that you're selling that's life-giving." So he took out a tillum, and he said, "Mi yesh achav etz chayim." So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yannai said, "All my life I read this pasuk, but I didn't realize how pasuk it is until this reichel came and was medir mi yeshach habetz chayim," and so on. And that's why lefikoch he says, therefore Moshe mazis shav elam zeistia teres hametzera teres hametzi shemra. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael about tzaras and the grain. Also, the Psimedrish is also needs a beer. I mean, what taka was the Reichel Megala? He said, "I didn't realize how pashut it is until you didn't tell me." I mean, how did you learn the psukim otherwise? What was the and what's the shaykhus of Zayis Teres HaMetzera? From this is a fitting akdama to understand the Parsha Metzera. It's very, very difficult to understand it. Another area, this is, there's a Sefer Yetzirah which is quoted by all the Sfarim, all the Chassidish Sfarim, it's quoted by Tzadik a lot, so it's become part of the Rishus HaRabim. The Sefer Yetzirah says, "Ein lemaila me'oinig," there is nothing bigger, strong, nothing better than oinig, meaning pleasure, "and ein lemata minega," and there's nothing worse or lower than a nega, which means teras. So the fact that oineg is the ultimate in happiness or whatever you want to call it, that we understand. That an oineg is something, oz tis aneg al Hashem, or like the Mesillas Yesharim says, that if you look around at the world, the tachlis of the Bria is to be misaneg al Hashem, and therefore oineg is a person's most pneumistic focus. A person latches onto that which he enjoys, and he focuses all his activities towards that end. So when we say that the high point in a person's personality is oineg, that we understand. The other half, it's a play on the word. Obviously, it's the same oisius. It's not a play on word. It's meant to be that way. It's when you scramble the oineg around, you get nega, and there's nothing lower or worse than nega. Now, the way we understand it, the hefek of oineg would be pain, would be yisurim, would be terrible yisurim. The tzaras and the goyim doesn't really say anywhere that there's terrible yisurim. It in the psukim, as far as we're concerned, all it is an external blemish. It doesn't say any place that it comes with yisurim. It may not. We're not aware of it. Certainly, the fact that it's a nega doesn't tell me that it's yisurim. I mean, it might be that yisurim accompany it, but it's not one and the same. And how do you exactly determine? We say it's bipolar. You're saying there's nothing better than oineg, nothing worse than nega. Even if it's painful, if it's yisurim, if it is that, but how do you make that equation that this is exactly diametrically opposed to that? In what way is it diametrically? You're right. The goyim is a suffering. A person is chutz l'machna. A person says tamei tamei. A lot of suffering. I mean, Koris is suffering, and Mises Bezin is suffering. I mean, Misa would be the opposite of chayim. Yisurim would be the opposite of oineg. I mean, how does nega in the way it's described in the Torah the opposite of oineg? So it's not a good thing. Oineg is the ultimate being good. Nega is not a good thing. But how do we get? Where's the point of diametric opposition? That's really something that needs to be understood. Okay. So let's go back to the Yaschalos in Yanim. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything b'dibur piv. The Bria came about into the world with Vayema, with Aser Ma'amaris, and everything that came to the world came out with the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. That's not the Gemara of the Bria yet. Then it says, "Vayove el ha'adam liros ma yikralei." Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought to Adam everything in the world to see what he will call it. V'choila sheyikralei ha'adam nefesh chaya hushmei. And any living thing that Adam called by a certain name, that became its name. And the other mode says a connector, and so on. So Rashi says, Sarseu Pasheu, kol nefesh chaya ashikor le adam shame, any living thing that a person called it by a name, hu shmoi leilam, that's its name forever. So the Pashat of Pshat in these psukim is that it was a test for Adam's chachma, that like the name of something is the expression of its essence, and therefore Adam was given a test to see if he could divine the essence of everything, the Bria. They paraded everything in front of Adam, and the fact that Adam understood the composition of everything, the purpose of everything, that shows Chachmasa Shel Adam. That is the Pashto Pshat, and it is true. But there's a second Nekuda here that is deeper. In other words, Lemashal, Adam is created as an oral, which is also part of the parasha, and then the Mila gives it its gemar. So Adam is a shutif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and the shutif works in the following way: HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces something and Adam gives it its final tzura. So everything, so Lemashal, a person is born an oral. By making the Mila, the Bria of the Adam is Nigma B'dei Adam Atzmai.
We spoke about it recently.
So you have every bria works in two stages. It works tchilas briyasai. The yesh me'ayin is starts with ma'isa kadosh baruch hu, and ma'isa adam is the gemar and the chsima of the bria of everything. On the level of dibur, it works that adam brings something into that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all living things, and the things received their final mitzias with the dibur of Adam. The kriya shem of Adam is the gemar maisa, just like, and it's a dover nifla, you learn sometimes for the halach of something in maisa Shabbos. All of the malachas of Shabbos are fairly easy to understand. They're all creative works, whether it's Baina, whether it's Tefer, whether it's Erea, all of the malachas are clearly defined malachas that move a certain yesh me'ayin into the bria. Not a real yesh me'ayin, but it's a creative force. The one that is unique, besides Yitzhar, which is interesting, the one that's unique in the malachas is Makeh B'Patish. Makeh B'Patish is something that's very hard to define. And it's only its best definition is Gemar Malacha. It means that everything that when you start something, it becomes, when you make something from nothing, that's called a malacha. If I take wood and I put it together as a table, that is a creative malacha. That's a bainer. When I give it the final polish, the final asiyah, that's also a malacha. So you see that this, and this is a malacha that applies to every one of the other malachas. It's a malacha that is part and parcel of every other malacha, and it's called Makeh B'Patish. So every malacha works with a maisa that goes from zero to almost everything, and then there's something called Makeh B'Patish, which gives it this final tzura. Adam was made a shutif to Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Makeh B'Patish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim were Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim were Maisim of Bria throughout Mamorim, Asar Mamorim Nivra Olam, and the Makeh B'Patish of the world was that whatever Adam was Kairi Shem, a person, the horse became a horse not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in a four-legged creature with such and such characteristics into the world, but it became a horse with the kriya shem of Adam. The chachmasa of Adam was, it's not a steer to the tuf shatim, that obviously if you give a makeh b'patish to if a person takes a towel and he waterproofs it, it's a lousy makeh b'patish, because the correct finish for a towel would be something that would make it absorb a lot of water. So you need, the chachm of Adam was that he understood what the right makeh b'patish for each min is. To take a horse and to be kaveh that this is meant to be to plow a field, so if Adam would have been kaveh that name, that would have happened. Then what we see as a horse would have become a shur. It would have been a lousy shur because it's not made for that. So the chachm of Adam was that his kviya shem and his kriya shem was correct with what the potential thing had. Abbeetzim, whatever Adam gave it a name, wherever Adam placed it in the scheme of things of Bria, that became its metzias. So we have in Kriya Chadibah, we have two chalakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur is a bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bedvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. That's one part. And then there's dibur Adam, that the first koyach of dibur Adam is that he was kair Hashem. That's the first time Adam spoke. This is before Yemat Chava. He couldn't speak to anybody. His first usage of dibur was kriya Hashem. And the chodesh shegod nafshchai u'shmoi. So Adam's dibur in its most essential format is being koveh Hashem to everything in the Bria and giving it its name and its place. Things that metzias is a real metzias, and therefore, no matter what a person does, and that's the oimik of the mashal, the chazal, with the milk, with the lion's milk. Let's give a mashal that the bizmanein is very relevant. if a person, I mean, there's a phenomenon in medicine known as a placebo effect, which means that if you take something that's inherently worthless and you tell a sick patient that this is a very powerful drug, it will, many times, it has a very clear effect. A very clear effect. It has a clear percentage that it works. It works. The person's symptoms disappears and he becomes better. It's not only he imagines he's better, it actually has an effect. I mean, I read recently, there were some things where it had a strong effect on the medicine itself, which is awesome. It's very not clear how that could be, but akapanim, it was better in a surgery in certain cases. It works. It has a tremendous... What's the pshat? The teretz is... There's a koyach a person has in the bria, and again, it's irrelevant of how it works. If it's more in a person's certain homes, none of it makes a difference. The mitzias is that with koyach adib of adam can be koyveh a mitzias on something, and not inherently. If the person says let there be aspirin, aspirin can't come from nothing. But a person can take a pill that's starch and tell somebody it's aspirin, and it has an effect like aspirin in a certain sensitive cases. So that it, and again, for us, it's a mashal, it's a dogma of that koyach of kriya shem. So there's a koyach that a person has in the kriya shem, which a person is koyveh and gives it its mitzias, dafka de dibur and dafka de per. The Maral describes it in his lashon that the per, I mean, he's medayik it in the chazal, is like the Maral always does. In the mashal there with the melech, one of the things that they tell the tongue, when they're fighting with the tongue, they tell him, first of all, what do you do? And secondly, they tell him, you lie hidden away in a recess of a body. What use are you? Mainly the hands and the feet, they work, they do. They're the ones that are doing and accomplishing. You lay hidden in the mouth, and how can you expect to be king? So the Maral says, Adarabba, the koyach of the tongue is to be meitzim in a koyach al apoyel, and therefore it being hidden and producing an effect outside is very much in line with its metzias. So the koyach hadibur of Adam is specifically the kriya shem, which gives something its final tzura. The understanding of the Chazal is that when the person told the king that this is dog's milk, had the king drank it, he would have died. That's the understanding of Chazal. If the tongue is kaveh, just like if I tell a person that something, the same effect in the other way around. If I'm over a person's disgust or something by telling them things that are not true, by telling them this food has been through this and this and this and this, the person will not be able to swallow it. It will cause them to be sick and so on and so forth. So even though someone will tell me it's all his mind, but it makes no difference. My kviyas metzias on this chayfetz made it with my dibur. I was clear as Shem that this is disgusting, and the person's stomach can't handle it. So when he brought it to the Melech as dog's milk, it would have killed the king. And then when he explained to the Melech what it's about, and was koyveh its metzias as lion's milk, it got its final metzias as lion's milk. What Chazal are telling us is that all of the inyanim that the hands and the feet do is only preparatory for its kvi Hashem. The kvi Hashem on things that are not true has a limited effect, but the mitzias that it gets is with the kvi Hashem of Adam. That's the mitzias. As a side point, the reason why, I mean, over there was a question, who's the melech on the Ivarim? And they brought it to the melech of Paras. The koyach of dibur in Adam is called malchus. I mean, when we're dealing with when Yanam is the sphere Simon, the spheres, the koyach of dibur is called malchus in Adam, because and the vada, just like a melech, what he does is he everything in the kingdom is there already. The king doesn't produce anything, but the king says this is for this purpose, this is for this purpose, this is good, this is bad. What the king does is he's koyach shem to everything, and he puts everything in its place. Bedvar melech shulton. A king is koyveh with his dibur. This shall be, this person shall be the policeman, and this person shall be the judge, and this person shall be the prisoner. And everything that he's koyveh with his peh gets its final mitzvah through peh. So over there, there was a hassle with the malchus. The melech Paras was sick, and the Ivarim had a shiloh, who's the melech? And they were kaveh that the Lashon is the Melech because he's kaveh the final tzura and all the raw products. That's the understanding of the Chazal of the Medrash. The tzuras, in a person's mitzias of his kaima, his oneg and his tainug is the pnimius of a person. A person lives for the things that he wants, enjoys, craves, and so on. Those are all in yanim that are the maximum in a person's life force. A person lives for what he wants and desires and craves. A person who doesn't desire and crave and so on doesn't feel like living for it. And that's the etzem pnimius of his chiyus. That's understood. Misa cannot be seen as being the opposite of chiyus in this case, because in as much as a person is dead, he craves not, he wants not. It's like a paradox when you ask a person who doesn't believe, why do you want to live? And he says, because I want to enjoy myself, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want that. So I tell him, well, but when we'll kill you, you won't want to do anything. You'll never have a problem of wanting something that you won't have. Because when you're dead, you don't care for anything. So why is living better than being dead? When you're alive, you want things, and there's a 50% chance you might get them, and a 50% you won't. When you're dead, you certainly don't have any unfulfilled wishes. You just don't wish and don't want, period. It's the opposite of Einek, the opposite of the pnimius of Chiyas, is when a person's pnimius is Chai, and his chitzonius efaker, and his chitzonius is stamped as dead. When a person has a metzias, just like we spoke before Pesach, we spoke about a person that has no, let's say, poetic abilities, is not frustrated that he's not known as a poet and published. It, you know, besides it would be very nice, and they couldn't, you know, the cover and the money, but he doesn't care for it because he doesn't have it inside him. But if the person has it inside him, and he writes poetry and no one recognizes and cares for it, that's the ultimate frustration, because I have the chiyus and I can't express it. It's an object that's caught between the Bein HaMetzorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a life force, Mitzad Dibur, and there's no Kriya Shem on it, that is the most bitter of situations. So a type of Misa, normally the Mahalach of Misa starts from the Pnim. A person's life force abates and Misa creeps in, however you wish to describe it. So over there, in as much as the person is dead, he's not living. As much as living, he's not dead. If a person has had the experience of seeing a person dying, the Mahalach is at some point, you see the resistance stops, and it's ke'ilu, his chiyus is replaced by a misa. He doesn't want anymore, doesn't care anymore, doesn't struggle anymore. It's faket. The person is ke'ilu a meis be'etzem. There is no, in the list, the very, very last kuf of a person's misa is usually, it's ke'ilu, the person is a meis already. That's mitzad the pnimius of Adam. Because faket, the misa starts with the pnimius of the person, that's where it should start. And one replaces the other. The koyach hamavis replaces the koyach achiyus of a person. But a person whose pnimius is kulei chai, and his chitzonius is misa starts with chitzonius, that is the hefech of chayim. Adrabah, nega taka is be'er b'sarei. Nega starts from the outside. Here you have a person that's totally healthy, and he has a tremendous blemish, stamping him cast aside from other people. There's a tremendous oimik in what negayim are. Negayim is like the hefech of oimik. Here I'm a person who is sick and can't move because of weakness is not really mekana the people outside running around. He doesn't have a cheshek to run around. But a person who's healthy and alive and vigorous and he's jailed in, he's frustrated because his chiyus wants to run, jump and play, and there are bars stopping him from bringing out lapel. That's the metzias of tzaras. Faket, it's a nega tzaras be'oyu b'sarei. It's something on the very outermost layer of the person, that cuts him away from everybody else. The avir of Lashon Hara, the oimik of Lashon Hara is that the other person's metzias is nikva by my diburim. It's a mistake. I say, what are my diburim? Let's say you have a person who is, I mean, people know who've experienced it in shidduchim. What a person tells you, it's very difficult to shake off what the person said, even if you realize it's not true later. Even if you, but it's very hard because the koyach ha'adam with his dibur is that whatever person is koyer b'shem is kishmoy keinu. That's the metzias, and who shmoy and la'olam. So when a person, it's wrong to say. Let's say a person is a cheap person. He's a kamtzin. So what he is, he is, but he's not a finally. He's not socially a kamtzin until I don't say the words cheapskate on the person. The minute I'm kaveh the word cheapskate on the person, so that person becomes a cheapskate in the world. People don't honor him. People stay away from him. All of those in Yonim are a result not only of what he is, the etzim, of what he's done, but it's the makir b'patish to every social position is a term describing him as such. So the koyach hadibur of Adam is the being koyveh Hashem, and where a person is koyveh Hashem and a person changes its metzias, the metzias of the thing is due to what you labeled it as much as to what it is. That is the chet haloshen, and therefore in mitzera, the einish is mitzera because it's adarabe, it's a healthy person with a blemish on the very outside, and it's interesting. You see a remazim tape in the parasha itself. The parasha itself says, lemashal, a nega becomes a nega not when a person gets a nega, but when the Kohen looks at it, and the Kohen sees it as being being a nega, that's when it gets a shem nega. It's the ois Kohen, the roa Kohen. Whatever the Kohen sees, that's what it is. So the metzias of tzaras is a metzias that it's shem. It's not tzaras till the kohen hasn't seen it. Fakir, by a chassan, we say we give him kol shivus mei mishta. He's not a metzera. It's not a nega until the kohen doesn't see it and declare it as such. So the whole metzias of nega, not only is it relevant to the chitzenis of the person, but adrabe, its metzias is with a kriya shame of kohen, an almost zeluma zeh. You have another halacha in the exercise of it in the mahalach of how a person is supposed to behave. It says that if a person is that the person that he's supposed to walk around and he's supposed to be machriz on himself. Tummy yikari. The person is supposed to call himself a tummy. L'chura, the metzias of warning other people, mitzad hilchis tumah l'mashal, a person who is a tamei mace. A person who is a tamei mace doesn't have to warn other people, he's a tamei. Understandably, if he sees a kohen, or somebody's going to have to avoid her, it would be nice of him to tell him. But the fact that the person has to be kriya Hashem tamei in himself, the kriya Hashem is the metzias of the clearing himself a metzera. In other words, the person is a metzera with the tummy tummy yikra. The person has to call out tummy tummy. The tummy yikra is the zelum aser of the koyach adam that the nefesh chaya that is koyer b'shem is the chayla sheyikra adam nefesh chaya hu shmoy. The kriya shame of Adam gives everything its metzias. So the metzias of tuma is done by the kohen's kriya, and it's done by the person himself. That he's kriya Hashem on himself. That he's a tummy tummy. So you see it in the inyan of the negoyim itself, in the way negoyim are given out, in the way that the person carries negoyim. It's done with the kriya Hashem dafka. Chazal that with the Ha'u Rachel, it's fascinating. I mean, the Yishmael speaks about it a little bit, but the word Rachel, the Lashon of Chazal over there is Ha'u Rachel, the Shoyim Mechazeh Bayeres. The Aveira of Lashon Hara is called Leiselach Rachel. So they all say that this Rachel was a Heilach Rachel. He was a person who had been Nichshel Lashon Hara. The Metzias of Lashon Hara is called Heilach Rachel. And here it's Ahu Reichel, Maitse Breichel Echad. Very, very clear that it's a Zelu Maseh. And the Zelu Maseh to what he did in speaking Lashon Hara was he went around and was Metakin in Yanim of Lashon Hara. And that's the way they learn it up. But the safe pasuk lies on Knech that with what was he telling Reb Yanai? He was telling him a pasuk in Tilum, and there's the vikuach at the end is not the pasuk. The vikuach at the end is that he told him, the Reichel told him, Amale lav antzorich le v'loy dekavosich. You don't need me to tell it to you. Don't, what I'm selling is a product that you don't need. Atrichalei. So he begged him. He said, no. Solok abei, he went to him, heard they say vitilim, and he showed him the pasuk. So Reb Yanai said, kol yomai hoyisi kairi ha-pasuk, v'lo yisi yodeh heichenu pasuk, atcheborech zavadir. So Reb Yanai said, this is a pasuk that's been with me all my life. He wasn't megalot to him a new pasuk that he didn't know about. But until the Reichel wasn't machriz on it, that pasuk didn't have that meaning. Meir Neiros, in what lies in his chazal. Here was a Reichel who was trying to have a tikkun for his rechilus, for being a heilach. There's a heilach Reichel lera, and this was a heilach Reichel l'tayv. And he still wasn't oimed on what he was doing. In other words, he went around telling people, Mir Shachavetz Chaim. And he told Reb Yanai that you don't need me to tell you anything because you know it already. And Reb Yanai said, despite the fact, what you're telling to me would make a difference. And when he told him, he said, Kol Yomai, Ayisidei Pasuk Zev, Leisidei Heichonu Pasuk. I didn't have a grasp on its mitzias until you didn't tell it to me. So the nekuda that the Reichel had to have was that until you don't give something a name, until you don't give something, don't brand something, it doesn't have a mitzias, and its final mitzias is with the name that you give it. This thing stretches not only it's not only a question of lashon hara. In the two areas. First of all, l'mashal in lashon hara, it is like that because when people don't understand the damage you do to, the biggest taina, somebody once came to the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, who was very, very sharp, a big machiah, and the Rebbe looked at him and told him, behaima, animal. So the person was stunned, and he said, Rebbe, how can you call me such a name? So the Rebbe told him, you can be one, and I can't tell it to you? That was basically B'Torah Shteichacha. I mean, our biggest problem with the Isla Lashon Hara is this person is doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to talk about it. Where's the Yashrus? I mean, he's allowed to do it, and I can't tell about it, or describe it, or whatever it is. The answer is because you're doing something. If a person is Nichshal with a Chet, right now, the person is not an Avarian. The person was Nichshal in a Chet. When I describe him as such, that's when it gets its final mitzias. The person becomes an avarian with the final description, with the label. The label is the Kriya Shem on the person. We once mentioned a while back the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos with Aaron HaKohen, where it says that when he would befriend people who did Averis, so the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos adds, how did that have an effect? So the Pirshei Mishnayos says, because the person would say to himself, Aaron HaKohen does not yet know that I did these Averis. I'm still Becheskes Kashrus Etzlei. I will try to retain my Cheskes Kashrus. If the person were labeled a Balavera, then he is a Balavera. Being labeled a Balavera turns the person to Balavera. There's a tremendous gap between doing averus and being a bala avera. And when you label something, when you label someone as a bala avera, then he is a bala avera. His having done the averus, he did averus, but he didn't come labeled. Aaron HaKohen, by pretending not to notice what the person had done and treating him, told the person, you're still at a stage where it hasn't set yet. You're not a bala avera yet. You've done a lot of averus, but you haven't become a bala avera. And the difference between doing tshuva from being a bala avera to non-bala avera, or doing tshuva to a metzias where a person is, or as opposed to doing tshuva from where you just did averus, it's two different worlds. For a bala avera, stop being a bala avera is very difficult. For a person to rearrange maisim and to stop doing certain things, do other things, is much easier. That is in the tchum of Lashon Hara and the tchum of Ben Am Chaverik. This also has a tremendous, it's also a tremendous area in other Chetei Adibur. Let's say, in the whole area of Litzanis, what's called Litzanis in Chazal is not what we call Litzanis. An innocent joke is not Litzanis. That's not what Litzanis means. When it says that there are four people, four groups of people that are not mekabel pnei shechina, and one of them is litzanim, it doesn't mean a guy that told over a cute joke and made everybody happy. That's not litzanim. And if a person is always like that, then that's called schaik. What lightheadedness is called schaik. It's magal avera. It's not appropriate. But that's not litzanis. The correct interpretation of litzanis is cynicism. That's really the correct interpretation of litzanis. When a person takes a phenomena and he says, well, that's for the frumis, or, you know, or whatever it is. What the person does with that is he gives something a certain metzias. Instead of something becoming an appropriate thing to do, by labeling it a chumra, or cynically he labels it somehow, this is for the show-offs. So he gives it that metzias. It's awesome achrayas of a person. When a person uses a phrase cynically about something, and he can't say, well, I mean, I didn't change the Sefer Shacharuch. If you're supposed to do it, you're supposed to do it. And if you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to do it. I mean, what did I do? I mean, Lemosel, or you find Dibas Haaretz. Dibas Haaretz, what does it mean, Dibas Haaretz? Speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. How do you exactly speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is not sensitive. I mean, Eretz Yisrael cares about. I mean, but how do you translate the word Dibas Haaretz? The Teretz is, Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful place. It's Eretz Chemda Teva Rechava. But if somebody comes along and labels it Eretz Echelz Yeshver, then it becomes an Eretz Echelz Yeshver. Anytime Chetei Adibur, the Koyach of Dibur is that a thing receives the Metzias that the Kriya Shem gives it. So if a person is a Chacham, and he's aiming on its real Metzias, and he's Kaveh, the name that befits it, so then he becomes a part of the Bria Sa'ilam. But if a person misuses that koyach and he brands things with a name that's wrong, that gives it the opposite effect, so the person creates a churban. His dibur undoes the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem was that there be an Eretz Chemda Teva Rechava, and when the person says Eretz Echelz Yeshver, he destroys Eretz Yisrael. The churban of Eretz Yisrael is saying Eretz Echelz Yeshver. This is. I mean, there's a lot of areas that become understood with it. Atiftach Pelasotin and the Lashnekia, all these in Yanim. The Koyach of Adam in the Metzius of everything in the world has two grammas. One grammar is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Bishas Priya Sayla. And that is the Asarim Amaris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's the way the thing came to the world. But the makkah b'patish of the bria is whatever person's kair shem on it, that's the metzias it gets, and that's the awesome koyach of adibur of Adam, that it's a koyach parallel to the bria sa'ilim v'akadosh baruch hu. Akadosh baruch hu's koyach adibur and Adam's koyach adibur, and Adam has to know that his koyach is a koyach of not bria but asiyah. He gives things its final tzura and metzias, and as far as what's relevant to the world, it's as relevant as to what so-called really is. If he calls it milk of a dog, it becomes poisonous. And if he calls it milk of a lion, it becomes a medicine. And if no one ever points out the pasuk of Mir Shechavetz Chaim, then the pasuk has no effect on anyone. And if a person underlines the pasuk and says, Man Boi Chaya, he makes achrezah, the pasuk becomes a Sam Chaim. That's the Koyach HaAdam. And it's a kayak that's a gift for people. If a person brands a person with any name, the more clever it is, the worse it is. Then you've made that person stuck with that name. And that's one of the reasons in chinuch. To tell a person you did something wrong is chinuch. To tell a person you're stupid, you're an idiot, you always do things wrong. Anytime you label a person, you take an achrayas of a churban. Because labeling a person gives it his metzias. If I declare you stupid, then you are stupid. Then you're struggling with the label of stupidity. If I tell you this thing is wrong, so this thing is wrong. That's a chiyuv of teichach of chinuch. If a person labels something, then he gives it a metzias. Meirach kisa, when a person uses it l'tayv, if a person is able to put someone else in a good context, he's able to pleasantly describe him. Not disregarding, but to give him a positive metzias. And saying yoni ruchnius, if a person cynically describes something, he's killed it. He's killed it for anyone afterwards, because the title sticks, and that becomes its metzias taka. And meirach kisa, if a person finds a way to give something a positive metzias, so the person becomes a shutif. The way it's presented becomes as important as the thing itself, and it's the mavis b'yad lashon and the chayim b'yad lashon. A person can kill something with lashon, and a person can give life something with lashon. Shabbos.